You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. And as always, I am extremely grateful to be here with you once again today. And today, we're talking about five attributes that will make you a genius in the classroom. I don't know about you, but I'd like to, you know, I like that that title, genius. It's so funny. The reason I thought about this subject matter is because in school, I was somewhat considered a genius. So I graduated number two in my high school graduating class. I was always an honor roll student. And really a high performer in school and in middle school, elementary school, all throughout, even college. I made the dean's list most semesters. And so I'm saying that not to brag. I'm saying that to say that I never really felt all that smart, all like a genius in school. I never really felt that way. But there were some attributes that were built in me through, I give a lot of credit to my parents through my upbringing, that I implemented in school that really helped me to be set apart. And even if I wasn't a genius, it helped me to be perceived as a genius by my teachers and instructors and to my fellow students. So there are some really practical things that, you know, it's definitely not going to take you to be able to do brain surgery to be able to apply. But and there might be some things that you heard before or familiar with, but I'm going to bring it with a different perspective that'll help you, you know, think about it in a different way. And I'm really excited about that. And as I thought about my excitement to share that information, it made me think about school and the beginning of school, what happens. And because a lot of you, you know, may have children that are going back to school, you yourself may be going back to school, or you know other people that are going back to school. And one of the things that's really exciting that helps to get students excited is our pep rallies. Now, when I think about pep rallies, you know, of course, it's usually a sport that starts off, and usually it's football in the beginning, or volleyball in the beginning of the school year. Those are the, you know, fall to winter sports. And it made me think of my favorite pep rally song. So one that just came directly to my mind right away is Bring 'Em Out by T.I. I can distinctively remember coming out to that song in a pep rally with my football team. And, you know, it was just really hype. So one of the things I want to know from you is what is your favorite pep rally song? Or even if you weren't really in the school spirit or really involved like that in school, what if you did, if you were a part of exciting people for a particular reason, what song would you use? What would be your favorite, you know, pep rally song? So I just wanted to open that up, because when I thought about, you know, school coming back in the beginning, being near, all I could hear was, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell with them barrels in your mouth. dun, 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 bring them out, bring them out. All right, that's enough. So anyways, that's what I, you know, thought about as school approaches. But let's hop into the content today. I'm going to share these principles with you, and then we're going to get to work. So we're talking about, once again, five attributes that will make you a genius in the classroom, or as I like to add, or appear to be. So here's the thing, right? So I have an acronym. It's called ACTIT. 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 And the first letter, A, stands for arrive early. Now, of course, arrive early, we all heard that. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, then you're left behind, right? We've all heard that. But I did some research in productivity, and what I recognize, a continuous stat that comes up no matter where I'm looking, is how much time it takes for a person to get refocused or reacquainted with the task after they leave it. And a consistent theme that I'm seeing is it's about 15 to 20 minutes that you're taking to be able to lock back into a task. And if that's the case when it comes to a task, I imagine running from, you know, thing to thing as it relates to, just going to different classes in school, you being at least 10 to 15 minutes early will give you an advantage on most students, because you will have an opportunity to mentally prepare for the subjects. You know, get your books out, think about what you talked about last week, think about the questions you want to ask related to the homework, whatever it is. Like, you will be super duper prepared going into that week, because you arrive early. So you're not spending a good portion of the beginning part of the class just being able to focus and lock in to the subject, and having your, you know, professor be up there, whoever the instructor is, like dry, you know, clear eyes, that type of subject. I had so many professors like that in college when I think about it. But that, you know, you're just trying to stay awake. But when you're already giving yourself an opportunity to lock in, you have some key elements that you're looking for, and you're paying attention to now, instead of just focusing on just waiting for the professor to kind of get you excited about the subject. So arriving early, because that mental prep is key. Letter C. So the next part of the acronym is come prepared. And when I say come prepared, one of the things I think about is the one episode where we talked about ways to help you. I forget the exact title, but it talks about, and I'll put this episode in the show notes, but it talks about ways to help you turn what you learn into taking action. When you have that subject, that notebook that's attributed to that subject matter, and you are literally using, you know, your system. You have the books, you have everything you need for the subject, and that helps you to, you know, stay on track, because there's no disadvantage like being in a class and having a subject being taught where excuse me, having a subject being taught where it's being taught out of a book, and you're at a disadvantage just because you don't have the book. So doing all you can to make sure you have the book for whatever subject. But what I'm talking about is, in particular, your notebook, whatever you're using to take notes. And if you're not using a notebook, that's fine. But whatever it is, making sure you're having that system so it's being organized into the, system that you have set for yourself. And so that that turns into, that lands in a place where you can see it very easily and be more organized in your studies. So number one is A was arrive early. C is come prepared. And T is tap in. So one of the things I think about is this TED Talk that I came across one time by a woman named Amy Cuddy. And it's specifically, she talks about body language in this TED Talk. And, you know, not to go through the entire talk, which I'll post the talk in the show notes as well. But she talks about this quote that people say a lot, like, fake it till you make it, right? Fake it till you make it. And I was always uncomfortable with that quote because I'm a very authentic person. And, you know, just being real is very important to me. So fake it till you make it never really sprung me into action very well, because I can't fake it very well. I remember one time in college, we were playing this game called Assassins, and we, you know, I was one of the assassins. I was one of the people responsible for taking out, you know, the other people in the game. And anyways, in the game, it's hard for me to lie because I'm a very, you know, authentic person. So when it came to me playing that role, I was trying to act like I was trying so hard to figure out who it was. All of my friends and everybody playing automatically knew that I was an assassin. And, you know, it was very sad because I went out in like the first round, so I never even got to enjoy being that role in the game. But I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying to what extent that quote doesn't connect with me, fake it till you make it. So she said another quote in the presentation that connected with me, which is fake it till you become it. And when she said that, she coupled it with this. So what fake it till you become it means is that you pretend to do something so well that you do it long enough where you actually become good at it. So let's say you're going into a subject matter that, you know, you're just not that interested in at all. Like you don't really care about it, but you want to become better because you know you have to do well in this subject to, you know, achieve your academic goals. So here's what she said to do. When you go into a situation like that, like I was a terrible, science was not natural for me. I really had to work and, you know, kiss up to the teachers, if you will, to make sure that I got through, you know, these subjects. But one of the things Amy suggested to do is to ask yourself the question, how would the best science student act? Like if you were the top science student in the school, what would that look like? Where would you sit in the classroom? What types of questions would you ask? Would you nod while the teacher was speaking? Would you surround yourself with other students who are also great in the subject. Like whatever you, and this is like a never ending kind of cycle. You could continue to ask yourself questions like, how would the best science students study, or how would the best science students, whatever. And you could do that with anything you want in your life. Like this is not just an academic skill that you can use in a classroom. This, you can take this anywhere. If you have to do a public, public speaking engagement, and that's the number one fear in the world is public speaking. I remember back in when I was working at, I believe it was Bowie State University, and this was like a little while after I actually came across this information, this particular TED Talk. And it's a historically black college, and the thing about it is, I, as a resident director in the Department of Housing and Residential Education, I wanted to make a connection with the students. I wanted to present myself as someone who was relatable and who could connect with them, but I also didn't want to present myself as someone that they didn't have to, adhere to the policies and procedures, that they would just be able to, run over me and therefore run over the residence hall and put my job in jeopardy because of the lack of, the lack of control that I had on that environment. And so, I really had to think to myself in that moment, okay, what would the best resident director who had to speak to these students at this time, what would they do? What would they say? Where would they stand? How would they put their hands? What video would they play? Would they play a video? I don't, it just led to an endless amount of questions. And I, on all accounts, based on the students' feedback, I did really well in my presentation to those students at that time. And I definitely think that me asking those questions attributed the most to my ability to succeed in that moment. Where I don't know if I didn't ask those questions, I don't know if I would have performed as well. And I made a tremendous connection with those students, and was able to hold them accountable and limit the, incidents that took place in the residence hall because of the relationship we were able to establish. So, really, yes, that's for the classroom, but anywhere in your life where you're uncomfortable, where you feel like, man, I really have to step up and perform even better than my, self has ever performed previously, that is definitely an approach you can take. And watching that video will definitely deepen the impression of the point I'm making there to tap in. And so the I in this acronym is identify when. So we talk a lot on this show about scheduling appointments, but I would say definitely scheduling appointments for work and for extra help. So one of the things that's very important, especially as it relates to homework, which I did wrong, for a lot of years, which I realized several of my peers did, but, we would say things like, yeah, got to do that paper for so-and-so's class, or I got to get it done. And we never really set a time that we were going to do it. It was just like, yeah, it's due 3 weeks from now, or it's due a month from now, whatever. And all of a sudden, 3 weeks from now would come, and it's the night before, and we're working on it all night and haven't really put any time into it prior to that point. And that's a shame because the reason why professors give work with a certain length of time in between is because you need that time to prepare to the assignment well. But I, along with other, students, we definitely procrastinated on that. And I believe a huge reason why is because we never actually set a time for when we were going to do the paper. We just said we had to do it and it never got done. And the thing is, this is like a combo. This works together. So setting appointments to doing your work will also help when it comes to setting an appointment for, tutoring or going to the professor's office hours, because you can make sure that when you're focused on your assignments are before that particular tutoring session happens or that those office hours happen, because there's nothing worse than approaching a person for help and you not even being able to tell them what you need help with. I think about my son one time. He was at the table and he just was saying to me that he needed help. That's all he kept saying, "Daddy, I need help." But he never actually told me what he needed help with. So I was just like trying to figure it out the whole time. And eventually we did. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it took us a much longer time because he wasn't able to tell me exactly what he needed help with. And so that's sometimes why a lot of people don't go to the, office hours or, for the extra help, because in order to receive help from those services, you have to be prepared going in. And the best way to be prepared going in is to set those appointments of when you're gonna pay attention to those subjects or invest times into those subjects, so that when that help is available, you can actually use it because you know what you need help with, and you can have some really sharp questions to ask during those sections, during those sessions. So always remember to identify when. And that's not just with school, that's with anything. I think about even when I was at church and just, okay, here are my notes, here's how I'm gonna apply it for this week, and then here's when I'm gonna apply. 'Cause guess what? When we don't say when, it never happens. And that's just real. And then so the last letter in this acronym is T, ACT IT. So we got arrive early, come prepared, tap in, identify when, and then the T stands for team up. So, really the geniuses in life are people who recognize that they cannot become a genius alone. They cannot become a genius on their own. They have to have people that they spar with. They have to have different perspectives that, they gain from other people who are, really digging into those same subject matters. So what really helps is when you kind of going back to a previous point earlier, tapping in, if you start to ask those questions about, the best students in this subject, where would they sit? What type of questions would they ask? What type of answers would they provide? How engaged would they look? Once you start to answer all of those questions, then you can start to identify other people in the class who are doing those things as well. And that's when you can start to figure out, okay, here's some people I might want to form a group with, so that, when I when I study this particular subject, I'm studying with people who are also on point in the subject matter. And now you can do things like if you had four chapters to read, you know, with the group, each of you can choose a chapter and, you know, break each kind of come back with a summary and break stuff down based on what you found out. So it helps you to be a lot more efficient. And then a lot of times your peers are able to break things down the way a teacher or even a tutor in some cases can't break down as well, because you both are in the same place. And so sometimes someone who's in the same position as you is able to communicate a subject, you know, a lot better and a lot I'll say it this way, in a more relatable way, because they are where you are, for you to level up. So that's the acronym there. Act it. Arrive early so you can be mentally prepared. Come prepared so you can maintain your system being organized in which you need to study. Tap into what the best student in that subject would do. Where would they sit? What questions would they ask? You know, kind of all the things we went over. And I is identify when. So you schedule an appointment for your homework, when you're actually going to do the work, so you can set appointments for when you're actually going to get help and, you know, everything in between. And then team up. So as you begin to ask those questions about who are the best students, what would they do, start identifying those students and form groups to study with them. So those are the five attributes that will make you a genius in the classroom. And you're hearing that from someone who I was considered somewhat of a genius in school, even though I didn't necessarily feel that way all the time, especially, like I said, in science class. but my wife is great at science, so it's funny how, you know, things get brought together like that. But I want to now focus your attention to the boss move of the week. And the boss move of the week is to teach the ACTIT acronym to a fellow student you know. So again, it is going to be to teach the ACTIT acronym to a fellow student you know. All those things we just went through. And the reason why I recommend you do this is because the best way to learn information a lot of times is to teach it. Because when you teach it, you get to learn it twice. You really have to know a particular subject in order to teach it. So, you know, it's what I'm doing with you on this podcast. There's this information that I learned. And then now I'm coming back to teach it to you, which helps me to deepen the impression of what I learned. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. And especially with this time of school, you know, coming back and people being so stressed and just trying to make sure they do well, you know, if you're a parent and there's a kid, you know, you have that, you know, maybe hasn't done so well in the past. Or maybe they have done well, but now they're trying to aim their goals higher. You definitely want to be someone who shares this information. Or there's a you know, family friend, a cousin, or somebody you have that you know needs this information, and it could help to take them to the next level. Please, you know, share it with them. And yeah. And I'm glad I'm saying to share it, because you have to apply it really in order to teach it effectively. So that is our episode for this week. 5 attributes that will make you a genius in the classroom. If this information was helpful to you, as always, leave a rating and review of the podcast. And on Twitter, if you could just let me know, what is your favorite pep rally song? Again, guys, I'm just trying to get to know you. So what's your favorite pep rally song? I'm interested to hear. As you guys know, mine is Bring 'Em Out. But remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.